I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me on this Monday for City Cafe. It's the day of the week that we welcome in Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival to preview some of the author appearances and other literary events around Metro Atlanta for the coming week. Welcome back in.
Hey, great to see you again, John.
As we began talking about the first author appearance, her book is about being able to be present on the other side of the end of the world.
Yeah, the book is Scatter, Adapt, and Remember. Not scatter, smothered, and covered. Scatter, adapt, and remember how humans will survive a mass extinction. Anna Lee Newitz takes a look at all of the possibilities for mass extinction that science threatens us with every day. It's the giant meteorite slamming into the earth, or the massive volcano that is Yellowstone National Park suddenly erupting, and et cetera, et cetera. So she compares the most scientifically likely worldwide holocausts, and goes back in history and examines five or six similar global scale disasters that humans have survived on.
That we know of.
And looks at how we've managed to survive those. You know, she kind of brings some hard science to the zombie apocalypse metaphor that we've been seeing an awful lot of. So Anna Lee Newitz is going to be at the Decatur Library on Thursday at 7:15. And again, the name of the book is Scatter, Adapt, and Remember, How Humans Will Survive a Mass Extinction.
Right on the heels of our surviving as humans, this next book is about us all coming together.
Yeah, the next book is by John Scalzi, who's coming to town Friday at 7 o'clock, and he's going to be up at Eagle Eye. Scalzi's a really interesting science fiction writer. This book was serialized online as ebook chapters for the past 3 or 4 months, and now it's coming out as a collected hardcover book.
Sort of the 21st century model of the way things used to happen through magazines.
Yeah, it's Dickens all over again. Mm-hmm. And Scalzi, he's always doing these interesting projects. One of his earliest books, Agents to the Stars, he issued back in 1998 as a shareware program. So you could download it and read it. And if you liked it, you'd pay for it. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, predates just about anything anyone else is doing like this. So he's always kind of experimenting with these publishing models. But The Human Division is another book in this ongoing series of his. What has been happening on Earth is that the Earth government has kind of shielded the citizens of the world from the outside universe, and there's this rich and wild universe that's going on, and the government has kept the Earth very shielded and used it as a kind of a breeding ground for soldiers and so on.
So it's sort of a global prison camp.
Yeah, you know, it's a great look at a society in flux and in ways that science fiction only can do. Again, he's going to be at Eagle Eye Bookshop Friday night at 7 o'clock. The name of the book is The Human Division.
Darren, before we wrap up, I understand we're heading back to the Decatur Library.
Yes. On Sunday night, Susan Rebecca White is launching her new novel, Place at the Table. This is Susan's third book after the very successful Bound South and Soft Place to Land, and it is by far her most ambitious. The biggest influence on this book is kind of a legendary relationship in Decatur. Scott Peacock was the head chef at Watershed, and a famous James Beard Award winner, and Edna Lewis, who is kind of a legendary chef and Southern cook. And Scott Peacock cared for Edna Lewis during the last days of her life. That relationship is really the inspiration for this marvelous new novel from certainly one of Atlanta's favorite writers. She's going to be interviewed on stage by Susan Puckett, who is one of the best food writers here in Atlanta.
And again, this is another Georgia Center for the Book event.
Yes, this is at the Decatur Library on Sunday. Doors open at 7:15. The event starts at 7:30.
Darren, thank you for another week's worth of literary events, author appearances around Metro Atlanta. We look forward to welcoming you back in next Monday.
I'm looking forward to it, John.
For more information about anything Darren and I have talked about over the past few minutes, you can find details with links right now at wabe.org/citycafe.